From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The people of NASA are being tested once again. In your grief, you are responding as your friends would have wished, with focus, professionalism, and unbroken faith in the mission of this agency.
I'm confident that we'll get more information that will help us come up with a plausible scenario. But we may never know the exact root cause, because we may never gather all the evidence to pinpoint it happened at this location for this cause. We may never know that.
I think this budget is breathtaking in its lack of fiscal responsibility. This president's plan is plunging us deep into deficit, deep into debt. He is digging a hole that is very, very deep for this country.
A balanced federal budget is a very high priority for this president. It is not and cannot be the highest priority, let alone the only one. He does not place it ahead of our national security or the safety of Americans from domestic terror or a growing full employment economy.
The decision has been made to increase the threat condition designation currently classified at elevated risk, to increase that threat condition designation to the high risk category.
Go about your lives as you normally would, and we will do everything in our power to protect you. Leave the worrying to the professionals and live your lives. Otherwise, the terrorists will win without doing anything.
Nerve agents, stop talking about it. They're listening to us. Don't give any evidence that we have these horrible agents, but we know that they do, and this kind of conversation confirms it.
As regards sound recordings, suffice it to say that scientific and technical progress has reached such a level that would allow the fabrication of such allegations and would allow for them to be offered in the way Mr. Powell has presented.
Saddam Hussein was given a final chance. He is throwing that chance away. The dictator of Iraq is making his choice. Now the nations of the Security Council must make their own.
War is always a human catastrophe, a course that should only be considered when all other possibilities have been exhausted and when it's obvious that the alternative is worse.